And I'm Vanilla.
And this is How to Make Doors Better.
So doors have a really, really long history. They were first invented in 3000 BCE by the ancient Egyptians. And door locks were invented in 1000 BCE. Those were suspected to have been invented in ancient Egypt. But historians have also seen similar designs in the ruins of Iraq.
So, current door designs are pretty efficient and easy to install, but we can still make it better.
For instance, they take up a lot of room when you're opening the door, and they're easy to pick, which can lead to a lot of break-ins.
So, we want to make door designs universal, as in, like, make all front doors the same. Same design, same lock mechanisms, so it's easier to produce and cheaper.
Some ideas are replacements for the door handles themselves and door modifications, so the design of the door, and then lock modifications.
So some door modifications are like making buttons instead of handles, which makes it easier to like open, and also requires less strength and takes up a lot less room.
But the locking mechanism
could like crystal improve a little bit, so we'll have to talk about that later on.
If the handle is indented, if the handle is indented, it can take less room.
And this door design is already, like, seen in a lot of places already. Like, for example, with sliding doors, where they go into the wall and, like, they're indented, the handles are indented so they can fit in the wall. But we can make this more common because this design isn't already very common.
Also, bathroom stall doors and lockers.
We can make those a lot better, too. And of course, door modifications like collapsible doors, like garage doors, which take up a lot less room. Or we can also make vertical doors, like windows can be pushed up or down depending on structural design. But some cons are that these require more arm strength, which some people might not have. Like, for example, children and, like, babies and stuff like that.
Yeah, they require more arm strength than, like, something like swinging hinge doors, which are the most often used doors. If we're looking at the material that can be used and that can be improved, the ideal material should be dependent on the purpose of the door and more efficient for closing and opening.
It should also be, like, a lot lighter, but still very sturdy.
Yeah, that can help people who are weak or smaller.
And this is also good for hospital designs. Because if there's an emergency, then you want to be able to open a door very easily and fast.
And certain labs and banks, because then it's more sturdy and resistant to things.
And of course, an idea is remote control doors, which you can like be accessed with like an app on your phone, which makes it very easy in case like your hands are full or you're not able to like find your keys or anything, then you just have it in your phone.
I think I've seen that in a movie before, but some problems with the idea of remote control doors is that if there's a glitch in the engineering or code, then the door can swing open or can get unlocked without you intending for that to happen. And they're very expensive. Usually in the movies they're only used by millionaires or billionaires.
That is true, but we can make it better. We can make sure that there won't be glitches, and like I guess only the rich people can enjoy that, but it'll still be better.
If we use maybe materials that are more cost efficient, and we make sure that the constraints are something that allows remote control doors to be mass produced, then it can be more accessible to audiences that are not rich. So that's one way of improving.
You're right. We can also add, We also talk about more specific details about doors. Like, for example, peepholes for front doors. We can add a flashlight so you can see at night. And then maybe you can even, like, switch between lenses. Like, night vision or flashlights, as we mentioned before. And going back to lock mechanisms... Could they even hear that?
Windows are another specific thing that we can improve. There are different types of windows. Some things that are already implemented are frosted windows, one-way windows, and then mirror windows. Those you can see in, like, police stations for, like, maybe investigation rooms or... off the, like, covers for windows. So there are tinted windows, there are black windows, there are...
So these...
thick windows.
So these functions, they already exist in the world, but we want to make them, like, more common because they're not very common. But if we make them, like, a common thing for doors, then it'll make it a lot better for us humans. And make life a lot easier, like giving us more privacy with the blackout screens.
And for not humans too,
of course.
Like dogs, you know, there's such a thing as dog doors, and cat doors, and those can also be improved for optimal efficiency with animals.
Well, like if you don't want your cat in your room, then you can add a lock to your little cat door.
Yes, and it can be sliding as well, or it can be. Secure.
More
to
secure.
Avoid cat break-ins.
So these are ideas for our door designs and how to make doors better.